Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The month of blessings and happiness is here, and we as the servants of Allah have been invited to this great feast of Ramadan. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam states, Ramadan is the month in which you all people have been invited to the feast of Allah, and you have been honored with this invitation. This is the month in which your breath and sleep are accounted as acts of ibadah. Your religious acts are accepted and your du'as and prayers are answered. This is the month of Allah. Therefore, we need to understand the status and value of this month to be able to make the most out of it. Previously, we said we need to ask ourselves why Ramadan is called the month of the feast or banquet of Allah. What is this feast? And we said we need to think about this, a feast that every human being has been invited. And we said we need to think about who is the host, who are the guests, how have been invited to this feast, what are we supposed to do in this feast or gathering? And perhaps the most important question is what is the purpose or the aim of this feast or gathering? These are the questions that we need to ask ourselves, and we'll find the answer to them soon.
Prepare your soul for this holy month.
For preparing for myself in a month of Ramadan, we try to read Quran on the daily basis, perform the prayers, and that is given by the responsibility in keeping the fast. But most important, trying to look after people needy around you, like the people in Palestine, people in Pakistan, people in Afghanistan, Iraq. So giving a charity, working for them, doing a charity, and getting a message across.
Many of the things that are done successfully need preparation. And preparation requires thought. So when the month of Ramadan comes about, and when it's nearing, people need to be aware that there's a need to prepare. So therefore, a person needs to be aware of the date when it is starting and needs to prepare. And preparation would entail gaining knowledge or reminding oneself of the knowledge that they have regarding this month. So it might involve listening to lectures or reading books or thinking about what happened in the past. And the building of this knowledge will only aid us during the month. So a person must prepare by increasing their knowledge and perhaps to remind themselves about the truth of the religion and the benefits of the month and the benefits that we've brought about. So that's one way in which a person can prepare. They also need to prepare spiritually because they want to be more spiritual during the month. However, you cannot go from one state to another in an instant. It needs a slow process in anything that you do. Example, let's say you have your bedroom and you want to clean it, or your house and you want to clean it. You cannot clean it in an instant. To clean your soul needs time, and people want to be more spiritual during this month to benefit from it as much as they can. So they need to prepare in advance. They could do this by increasing their acts of worship, And they can also prepare physically by fasting prior to the beginning of the month. So you see that many people do this, and that's how they prepare for the month of Ramadan.
In our communities, it is alhamdulillah quite common that we invite each other for iftar parties and gatherings. There are so many hadiths and narrations for our Prophet, as well as the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, which emphasizes on the importance of giving iftar. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in a beautiful hadith, states that reward of giving iftar to a fasting person is equivalent to fasting in this month. But why? We need to ask ourselves why we have been advised to invite each other for iftar gatherings. Why we have been advised to invite each other to our houses. And we need to ask ourselves this question about the month of Ramadan. And we'll talk about this.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف خلقه وخاتم أنبيائه ورسله نبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين وعلى أصحابه المنتجبين وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين. Respected viewers, brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Time is an important element in the lives of the human beings. We place a great deal of emphasis upon our time, the utilization of our day-to-day hours and minutes in order to reap the benefits and in order to produce something which will automatically give us some benefit to ourselves and to our immediate family members or to others whom we are attempting to help or serve. إِنَّهُ لِقُرْآنَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by time. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ The Almighty Tabarak wa ta'ala here are highlighting the importance of time. Why? Because throughout our lives we may come across certain times in which the opportunities and in which the doors for excellence are greater. Notice in our day-to-day lives, we are told one of the most important hours in our 24-hour cycle is those between the time of Fajr and the sunrise. Many scholars utilize that period of time in order to gain the knowledge. Likewise, as human beings, we are systematic in nature. We go through a rhythmic process in our lives. However, the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us seasons and has provided us different types of food and different types of drink. Why? Because as human beings we like variation, and sometimes variation enables us to appreciate the bounties of the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we come to the holy month of Ramadan, we recognize that indeed it's a special time of the year. It's a time which is different from the rest of the months of the year. A month in which the fourth Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, Imam Zain al-Abidin al-Sajjad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, refers to as what? Saying, As-salamu alayka ya shahr Allah al-akbar. If you read Sahifa Sajjadiyya, you'll come across this particular supplication of the wada' of the bidding farewell to the month of Ramadan. And Imam Zain al-Abidin al-Sajjad alayhi salam greets the month of Ramadan by saying, peace and blessings be upon you, O the greatest of the months of Allah. All the months of Allah belong to the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet it is indeed something which stands out, and it is the time of joy and happiness for the friends of the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are looking for this opportunity. Now, we have a narration from Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, which says, اغتنموا الفرص, utilize opportunities, فَإِنَّهَا تَمُرُّ كَمَرِّ السَّحَابِ, for surely opportunities go and pass away, just like how clouds come and go before us. There was a man by the name of Abdullah. He wasn't a Muslim, and he passed by the city of Medina. When he passed by the city of Medina, he heard the Prophet of Islam preaching the religion. And when he heard the preaching of the religion, he became a Muslim. He was inspired by the wonderful words of Rasulullah. When he became a Muslim, he denounced all the idolatry and the practice of his family, and therefore his family denounced him, they rejected him, and he remained in Medina, according to narrations, until he passed away. When he passed away, the Prophet of Islam was still alive and took part in the burial process of this man by the name of Abdullah. When he buried him, he looked at the companions. The Prophet said to his companions, use the opportunity, just like how this man used the opportunity of passing by Medina, heard the beautiful message of the religion of Islam and joined it. And therefore, you and I do not have any guarantees that we'll be here next year during the month, during the blessed month of fasting and devotion and sincerity. Therefore, let us utilize every moment in this holy month in order to establish its objectives, understand its motive and ethos, and gain proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, helping ourselves first and foremost. Let's pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that indeed we utilize this fursa, this opportunity in the holy month. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصل اللهم على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
رمضان تجلى وابتسم طبال العبد إذا ارتسم. رمضان تجلى وابتسم طبال العبد.
We usually invite our friends and relatives to our houses for a simple gathering or dinner. And especially during the month of Ramadan, it is quite common that we invite each other for iftar. The purpose of any feast or gathering is to establish a sense of connection, relationship and love between the host and the guest, and between the guests themselves. Isn't it? You see people, you speak with them, you sit down with them, and you establish a sense of friendship and love with them. How about the month of Ramadan? How about the feast of Allah? In the same way, our imams and scholars have said that the purpose of Ramadan is to establish a sense of friendship and love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The aim of Ramadan is to give the servants of Allah ability to reach righteousness and to reach proximity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
How do you prepare yourself for this holy month?
I think the most important thing about the holy month of Ramadan to get yourself ready for is to realize what month it is. It's the month when the gates of heaven open and the blessing of Allah comes upon us. But it's also a month that if we do anything bad, it's considered more than if it was a normal month. So just knowing what month it is, knowing what a magnificent month it is, knowing what a holy month it is, that kind of reminds us, okay, this is an important period of the year now, I should act a little bit more differently. And I suppose reciting Quran, which is very mustahab and recommended to do, attending gatherings where there's lectures and reminding ourselves of the merits of the Holy Prophet and his teachings and the holy household of the Holy Prophet. These are things that remind us the importance of the month of Ramadan.
Mostly I remember Imam Hussein. when entering this month, I remember my mother saying, for example, one of my weaknesses when I was younger was to always break my fast. But since I learned about Karbala, it's as if it's a struggle. You know, it's made me stronger, basically. So yeah, I think I reflect on Karbala mostly before Ramadan.
Well, when I want to prepare myself, I usually fast a few days before Ramadan or a few months. Like they say that if you fast 3 days in a month, like the first day, the 15th day and the last day, is like you get the sawab for fasting the whole month. And this is a really good way for you to prepare yourself for the wonderful month of Ramadan.
As soon as it finishes, as soon as Eid al-Fitr comes, you have to begin preparing yourself for the next year, so that every Ramadan you are better and you are more zealous for the iman that it brings to you.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. It is Sayyid Ali here again, and we have been talking about Ramadan, nutrition in Ramadan, metabolism, hydration, and we will be covering a little bit of hydration in a little bit of detail today. So from our last episode, we talked about how essential it is during Ramadan to maintain good hydration levels. Even when you're not fasting, hydration is certainly very important, as it leads to a lot of adverse effects on your body. You can become, when you become tired, you're hydrated, you stop thinking properly. Hydration has other effects on your body as well. And of course, if you already know, I will still say it again, 70% of your blood is made up of water. So it is very essential that you keep your body hydrated during Ramadan. Hydration can be achieved in many ways during Ramadan. Of course, primarily being through the use of water. Drink as much water. I will be covering a little bit about as to what the quantity should be, but that really depends on the kind of a person you are. Let's say, for me, I train a lot during the Ramadan, off Ramadan, and throughout the year. And my hydration level requirements will be different to other people. But generally speaking, hydration level normally depends. If generally you talk about hydration, it should be about 2 liters, 2.5 liters of water in a day. Now, in Ramadan, that is the problem where we're facing, that about 14 to 18 hours are already spent when you're not allowed to drink any water. So how do you deal with this? Well, it is very simple. Out of the remaining 6 to 8 hours when you're allowed to eat and drink, you need to make sure that your body is really very well hydrated. Drink plenty of water. Let's say, for example, what I normally do is when I'm about to break my fast, so at iftar, I make sure I have 1 glass of water. So let's say if you're talking about 2 liters of water intake during Ramadan, during the day, if you break that down, that could be roughly around 10 glasses of water in a day. So you can easily work this out. You have 1 glass when you break your iftar, break your fast at iftar time. Then you have 1 glass while you're eating, 1 glass after you've finished. So you've already had 3 glasses of water in the space of, let's say, half an hour after breaking a fast. The remaining 7 glasses you can easily spread. Of course, you will be having different size of meals throughout the 6 to 8 hours remaining for you to eat, which I will be talking about in the next few episodes. But make sure that the water intake is spread evenly through those 6 to 8 hours remaining. The reason why I'm saying this is because not everybody likes to have plain water in one go. I mean, I personally speaking, I cannot have 10 glasses of water in one go. So it is very much essential that you do this evenly. Also, when you actually feel thirsty, you're already dehydrated. So this is a message from your body saying you're already dehydrated and you need water. Water can come, of course, in a form of water, but apart from that, it also comes from fruit. I talked about watermelon previously. Watermelon has 90% of water in it. If you like something sweet, you can have that. Or another very good form of hydrating yourself is dates. It is very much essential that you, when you break your fast, you break your fast with something like date or a banana. These fruits are very high in potassium, first of all, so they really give you that feeling that you're filled up nicely, but which we will come back to that later. But what is also essential is that your body is feeling that it is hydrated, even if just you've just had maybe one date after an 18-hour period, and that's the feeling you need to give to your body. I will come back also talking about that later, but it's very much essential that you get that feeling right. It will also help you not to eat as much when you would want to fill up your body as soon as you break the fast. So briefly, we need to have at least 2 liters of water when you break your fast, evenly spread in about 6 to 8 hours for the remaining period. And we need to make sure your body is hydrated, and that is a very essential factor in staying healthy during Ramadan. Tomorrow we will be covering what we should be eating, nutrition, and we will also talk about exercise. Thank you.
Ramadan is the time when we have been invited to the feast of Allah. Today we said we need to ask ourselves why Ramadan is called the month of the feast of Allah. And we said the most important thing is to understand the purpose of this feast, why Allah has invited us to His month. We are realized that the most important thing about the purpose of every feast is to gain a relationship and a connection between host and the guests. And in the same way, we realize that the purpose of Ramadan is to establish a good connection and love and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The purpose of Ramadan is to achieve righteousness and achieve proximity and closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are a lot more to talk about this month, and inshallah, in the coming days, we'll cover them. For now, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.